This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Walter Yerkew on 7-5 Radio. What you listened to was 7-5 Radio's Christmas selection. That's it. It's I Believe in Father Christmas by the great and dearly departed Greg Lake. Anyways, more about that later if we have time. Walter, how are we doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm not doing too bad, my friend. I'm not doing too bad. Everything's going well. How about yourself?
Good. I'm doing good. But then we'll see what happens another 50 minutes or so. Anyways, it is Saturday, December 18th, 2021. This is the Saturday before Christmas. This is our Christmas show. We played all of our Christmas selections for this evening. First order of business, as always, we want to remember the members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, for this week, we have no members that were murdered in the line of duty. We had a close call in Baltimore. We'll get that into a next segment. But we want to remember, come Monday, December the 20th, will be the seven-year anniversary of the murder of Detectives Wenjin Liu and Rafael Ramos of the New York City, New York Police Department. This is a special day for us at Liberty News Radio for the simple fact these two officers, who both had families, decided to work some overtime 5 days before Christmas because, frankly, they need the money. And we all know cops, especially in New York, are underpaid. And then you had some piece of garbage from Maryland drive up to New York to give, quote, some pigs some wings. So these officers on a personal in their RMP or cruiser, sitting there not bothering anybody, were just absolutely just slaughtered. And the war on cops continued. The first victim was Officer Melvin Santiago, the Jersey City, New Jersey Police Department. But then come Lou and Ramos. And fortunately for us, we were one of the first media outlets outside of mainstream media to talk about this because Sean Bergen said this is going to be big, and it was. Well, unlike most other media outlets, including the So Conservative Incorporated, we remember Detective Lou and Ramos. Well, you got anything to mention concerning Detectives Lou and Ramos?
No, except that when you lose a police officer in such a fashion, the line of duty, it's just horrible for not just the NYPD, but, you know, the people that lived in the city back then 7 years ago. The city was still pretty much recuperating from 9/11, just 13 years earlier. And a lot of new police officers, including these two, were hired thereafter. And, the way they were murdered was just, it's unfathomable that should have ever happened. Every NYPD officer that has ever lived, ever been hurt on the job, ever left the job, you know, they're special people. Some good, some bad, but they're all cops. And I believe that these two officers laid their lives down for what they believed in. I mean, they were just sitting having breakfast, and this mutt walked up on them. But I hope their families are doing well. It's got to be a tough time of the year for them. But right. God rest their souls.
Right. Well, the families are doing well. Detective Ramos already had a family, and they're, as far as I know, they're doing well. They have a foundation, but also After Detective Lou was pronounced deceased, they were able to save some of the sperm for the widow to have a baby. So, but now she, Mrs. Lou gave birth to a baby girl 4 years ago. She's doing fine, and you know, the name continues. So, God works in mysterious ways. So, anyways, moving right along, we also quick mention. I want to welcome Little Billy Keebler and the men and the woman from the Onondaga, New York Fire Department. A couple weeks, they'll be having their hoot nanny. I'll be reading the names of the talent because they're having a hoot nanny at a local venue because the firehouse burned down because the woman, whose name is Linda, I'm not going to give her a last name, was smoking some White House cigars and the firehouse burned down. And Billy told me that when they go to calls, Linda will be smoking a cigar inside the fire truck in frigid temperatures. So they got to roll down the windows during blizzards and cold temperatures because she's smoking a stogie. And the union don't know what to do because you got union members filing grievances against other union members. But anyways, that's the Onondagas in a nutshell. But anyways, in Baltimore, we almost had another fatality. A Baltimore police officer was shot and almost killed while sitting in her patrol car working overtime. Officer Kiona Holly had the will to live. She was shot by two absolute disgusting pieces of trash. And when she was shot, she didn't sit there. She had enough sense, enough survival instinct to put the car in motion. And she gunned the engine and crashed the car into a park. At 1:30 in the morning in South Baltimore, she refused to go quietly in that good night. And as usual, the street garbage does what the street garbage does, and the media is silent. These two people that shot her shot another individual, and fortunately was caught. And these two people, two guys in the 30s from the hood, who are just nothing but a drain society, who has rap sheets longer than their arms, decided that they wanted to try to take out this police officer, but she said no. And what's really interesting was that Officer Holly was in the nursing field, and she decided to leave nursing, a very lucrative, very safe field of line of work, to become a Baltimore police officer because she wanted to serve her community. And what's crazy is that the Officer Holly is a black female. And of course, the two mutts that shot her are also black. But you know what? Street garbage is going to do what street garbage does. And we've talked about it last week and the week before about the black criminality. And for whatever reason, they wanted to shoot a mother, a black female. And, you know, black men are taught to love or respect the black woman. But of course, the media is really quiet about this, despite the fact it's a black female that was almost murdered in Atlanta duty. And then later in the week, Nancy Pelosi made this odd speech in Washington about crime. She didn't know where the crime was, what the criminal factors was, why is there so much crime, and so on and so forth. But anyways, when we get back, we'll talk about the piece of trash Nancy Pelosi, and wish Godspeed to Officer Kiona Holly. This is 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network, 75radio.org, 75radio.org. Take away, boys.
Is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be. They would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide, because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting back from posting insults on Twitter. This is still 7-5 Radio.
We are back here, Scoop State, with Walter Yerke on 7-5 Radio. We are red hot and rolling. It's live this Saturday before Christmas. Anyways, before we went to commercial, talk about Baltimore police officer Keona Holly, who had the will to live. She's on life support because two pieces of human garbage tried to take her out, and they took another gentleman out after they shot her. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi can't understand why there's so much crime. I mean, she must have crawled out from under the bottle because you had George Floyd dying in police custody, shown all day, every day. You had riots all over major cities. You had calls for defunding the police, mayors putting the handcuffs on cops, George Soros funding radical district attorneys who refuse to prosecute people for committing crimes. You have felonies in California raised to $900 worth of goods to be charged, and so on and so forth. But she just can't understand why there's so much crime. Well, because Democrats tolerate lawlessness and tolerate the street garbage and hate cops, Speaker Pelosi. Well, what say you about the Officer Holly and our inept Speaker of the House?
Well, kudos to the officer in Baltimore for using her head. It's not a retreat. It was a survival move that she did by gun in the car. You know, there wasn't any reason for her to roll out and start firing at these guys, one on two. She got the hell out of there. She saved her life. So kudos to her. I mean, the way to do it, is go home with the same amount of holes that you went to work with. Some old dinosaur told me that back in 1984. So kudos to her. As far as Nancy Pelosi, she's what, 81? It's well past the time for her to be incubated in a retirement community, so to speak. Pembroke Pines, I think, has a room for her. She needs to go down there to Florida and just stop doing this ridiculousness, what she's doing. She's useless. a year and a half ago, she said, well, people are going to do what people are going to do, you know, when they were burning down Portland and taking over police precincts and courthouses and standing outside the mayor's apartment building. People are going to do what people are going to do, you know, except if you're Republican, then you're in trouble if you do anything like that. No, she's, you know, it's time for her to go. You know, midterm elections, you know, are a year away, less than a year away. People are going to start throwing their hats in the ring. I would like to see Donald Trump be Speaker of the House, you know, but who knows? He'd have more power than he would if he became president again. He'd be the one in charge of what Pelosi is doing. I think he'd do a better job. But no, Nancy got to go.
Right,
she's another one that's incoherent when she's at the microphone. I guess that's the new liberal way of not answering a question. You know, just, you know, pretend that you're drunk instead of stupid.
Right. But, you know, I just thought something. Well, Trump can run for Congress in 2022, and then say he wins because he gets the House. He could run for president in 2024. So, but we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, depending on who, you know, it's going to depend on who the Republican Party wants to be, you know, try to put into the White House. We know what Mr. Trump can do, but if we get a Republican president, you know, that's not Mr. Trump and he's Speaker of the House, I personally think it would be better for the country. From a survival standpoint, because you know, you're going to put Trump back in the White House, and you know he's not going to have nothing but grief. Anyway, no matter what. But if he's Speaker of the House, you know he's going to have hands on with those people in Congress, and I think they'll watch their step a little bit better if he was directly hands on instead of being a POTUS again, but that's just my thought.
Right. But anyways, and I guess that, and one thing, folks, I've listened to the archives. I got to stop saying that word anyways, because it seems like I say it all the gosh darn time. Next order of business, the law enforcement flavor of the month. New York City has decided to appoint a new commissioner from Mayor-elect Eric Adams. It is the young lady named Kenton Sewell, who was the chief of detectives, I believe, for Nassau County Police Department. And the two finalists for the new police commissioner in Gotham were two black women. Now, I did a little research. It seems that there's a trend for black women to become chiefs of police. And according to the statistics I got from datausa.io, less than 20% of law enforcement personnel are women, and then only 12.4% of people involved in law enforcement are black. So you're taking a small minority of a small minority and you're promoting them for chiefs of police, which is very troubling because we saw what happened last year. We're seeing what's happened this year. But the Dumpster Fire Media wants to know that these women of color are the greatest thing since Wyatt Earp or Elliot Ness or, any great police commissioner. And they got the job because of their qualifications, not because they checked a couple of diversity boxes. And the worst part for me is that I know women of color, people of color, whatever, you know, black women who were great bosses and who would make great bosses. And I'm thinking it's crazy because, you know, I see all these women, you know, black women becoming chief of police. Like, well, so-and-so could be a great boss. So-and-so is a great boss and so on and so forth. And, you know, it's no time to advocate for women of color when men and women of the rank and file, like Officer Holly, is getting slaughtered out in the streets. I mean, we got Officer Holly, you got Detective Lou, Detective Ramos, and, you know, all these other people getting slaughtered out in the streets, and the cities are burning down. And here in D.C., you had a black gentleman become appointed chief of police, and it is Dodge City day after day after day. It's just shooting after shooting after shooting and just absolute chaos. But, you know, they got to have the right color sitting in the top spot. What say you about the women of color running our police departments?
You know, when I was on the job back in the 80s, the issue with not enough minority bosses was apparent. And in bosses, I mean sergeants, lieutenants. So, but you had to become a sergeant first before you could become a lieutenant and so on. And you actually had to have to pass a test. Well, they put the big curve in, and, you know, which upgraded the minority count into, you know, wearing stripes on their sleeves. You know, I don't care who my boss is, as long as they know what they're doing. It doesn't matter what color they are to me. As long as they know what they're doing, they weren't handed the job because of their color or their belief. Same thing goes here. If he's picking them because they're black and they're female, you know, that's wrong. You know, if they can do the job, then I don't see a problem with it. You know, I don't see a problem with a black, you know, female in his police commissioner or chief or anything if they could do the job. You know, I would want a white person in there that couldn't do the job. And you know, that's happened with the NYPD. You know, take, you know, Braxton, for example, and Ray Kelly and those guys. So if they could do the job, I'm all for it.
Yeah, look at the Chief Monahan, Chief of Department, a white Irish guy. What a piece of garbage he is. But anyways, coming up, we'll talk about a media update with Mark Levin, CNN, and then we'll talk about Father Christmas. Stay tuned, everybody. Take it away.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is finally taking action regarding all the smash-and-grab robberies taking place in his state. Newsom announcing a $300 million plan that would be implemented over the next 3 years to fight retail theft. San Jose Assistant Police Chief Paul Joseph tells Fox News, money isn't the only answer to the problem.
If we're only treating the symptoms and not the cause, I'm not sure that we're going to get the results that the governor is hoping for. If people are arrested and then immediately released back on the streets through zero bail, or if they're ultimately not held accountable by the system once they are arrested, then there's really not much of an incentive for them to change their behavior.
AAA is predicting 109 million travelers will drive or fly during the Christmas and New Year's Eve period. USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98. Queen and king size slightly higher, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has officially started building his own border wall. The Biden administration halted construction of former President Donald Trump's wall at the beginning of the year. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert joins Fox News Live and explains why Texan officials think they need to take matters into their own hands.
I know the Arizona Supreme Court case said state and local law enforcement are not to enforce immigration, but they anticipated surely that the federal government would do their job, keep their guarantee. They hadn't done it.
The family of Brian Laundrie is filing to settle his estate. Laundrie's parents are asking a Florida court to be their son's beneficiary since he died without a will. Laundrie's estate is estimated to be worth about $20,000. He was a primary suspect in the death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito. This is USA Radio News.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
Hey, we are back. We are red hot rolling during this holiday season, or Christmas season. We say Merry Christmas on this network, not Happy Holidays or that foolishness. Anyways, last week we talked about radio becoming a dying media, and I got some updates to pass along to you. This week, Mark Levin, who is more of a bookseller than a radio talk show host, said that he was going on vacation and he's going to have replays and guest hosts and all this other great stuff. Then he said that you can go on Amazon and buy his latest book, whatever it is, for $14. I'm like, good grief. Nobody wants to buy your crappy book. If they wanted your crappy book, they'd buy your crappy book. And no wonder you're still working late night on radio. But anyways, here in D.C., they had ratings come out for Morning Drive Time. Now, Morning Drive Time is the bread and butter of radio stations. That's where they make the most money, charge the most for ads. People are listening. That's why Howard Stern's been on mornings for forever and a day. And that's why when Opie and Anthony went to satellite, they went on mornings, because that's where most people listen. So anyways, it turns out that the political talk station WMAL 105.9, owned by Cumulus Media, did not even make the top 10, which is actually spellbinding, because you're talking Washington, D.C., you're talking politics all day, every day, and one of the talk stations, albeit a conservative talk station, didn't even make the top 10 in terms of ratings. But the only thing keeping WMAL afloat is the coveted 18 to 54 male demographic with lots of disposable income. But again, I don't feel sorry for WMAL or Cumulus, because this is the same network that pulled Michael Savage from New York and Washington, despite the fact he was beating the brakes off everybody in the time slot and replacing them with schleps like Ben Shapiro. Also in media, turns out that CNN, they had a producer that was arrested for attempting for sex abuse of minors. And then Project Veritas comes out with another producer that was texting the stepmother, trying to get the stepdaughter involved in some kinky stuff. So anyways, no crime was committed yet per se, because even though it's text, but you know, we said it before, you got all these people in the dumpster fire media, working the news, working the movie studios, the TV studios. They're keeping it quiet. Why? Because they have money invested everywhere, and they keep it quiet. It's all, you know, it's own little club. So anyways, that's the state of the dumpster fire media. And I think the only conspiracy we have on this show is a conspiracy to break traffic laws with the posted speed limit. Well, what say you about the breaking news about radio dying and another pervert at CNN?
Well, I don't listen to morning news. I'm probably still asleep. I'm not going to have to comment on that, but I get what you're saying to our people out there. As far as the CNN pedophile class goes, this is the class of 2021. And, you know, I suspect Don Lemon is going to be next. I'm sure he's got some secrets, about this producer. Also, maybe a secret or two about Chris Cuomo, you know, because his brother was kind of a deviant. But yes, CNN is falling apart at the seams. This bad media coverage that they've been doing the past 5-6 years, that may have just been a cover up to cover up what they've been doing behind the scenes. I mean, the guy was actually telling the mothers to bring your daughter here so he could show the daughter how to perform sexual acts. It's just ludicrous.
Exactly. And like I said, right. And let's see, Lil Brian Stelter will come out tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. while this show is replay. We probably beat him in the ratings on a replay versus a live show. Let's see if he talks about either one of these CNN producers doing some really devious stuff. And speaking of Brian Stelter,
look at the direction that they're going, man. They fired Chris Cuomo, which was, you know, positive, and then they hired, the guy that was whacking off on a
Jeffrey Toobin,
you know,
right.
Yeah, Lubin Toobin, you know,
yeah,
it's, what the hell are they doing over there? they should have just got Paul Rubin and had the Pee Wee Herman show on CNN.
Right, but you gotta remember, Toobin is a member of the tribe, so a guy like him, you know, that's sitting there on a Zoom call and then doing stuff that he should be doing in private, you know, that's okay. We'll give him some time off. We'll bring him on, and then we'll have a female anchor to talk about what he did in the first place. And if you ever see the clip, the female anchor from CNN interviewed Jeffrey Toobin, just absolutely disgusted. It's like, why am I doing this? Why am I talking to this guy? This guy is just a pompous pervert. But again, he's part of the same tribe. Brian Stelter, he said he's an atheist, Methodist, or whatever, but he married his wife's Jewish, so they're going to raise their kids Jewish. Why does he still have work? I mean, the guy's awful. But in speaking of Brian Stelter, you know, he looks like he's doing something that he shouldn't be doing with kids. I mean, he just looks creepy. And, you know, while you and I, we have a good sense of people, we know who's, you know, really creepy, who's a dirtbag, who's not. But Brian Stelter just looks creepy as can be. But anyways, don't look for any more reports on any sexual perversions over at CNN. And look for their streaming service with Chris Cuomo. You know, the CNN at my other job in the break room, they were playing a promo for the CNN online network, and they're plugging. They're going to have Chris Wallace, and they're going to have Don Lemon, and they're going to have that other faggot, Gloria Vanderbilt's son, who worked for CIA. I'm like, who wants to pay to watch this? I mean, I belong to Fox Nation, but I don't pay for it because, unfortunately, I was a veteran. But, when my subscription runs out, guess what? I'm not going to renew it because it's just not that interesting. Now, granted, the Tucker Carlson piece was absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, unfortunately, it's like clickbait. It's like, all right, well, you want to watch this? You got to subscribe. But, I'm not going to subscribe to that or pay anybody that because there's so much other stuff out there. And, you know, I don't like the way Fox News has been going, and I'm not going to give them my money. OAN, maybe. Newsmax, probably not. But anywho, I didn't say anyways, anywho. And speaking of media, it's so bad that, you know, for entertainment, when I'm driving in the car, I listen to our show because, you know, honestly, we're one of the best shows around. We say what we mean. We mean what we say. We come out with the truth. Like Pat Ryan says, we're in the truth business. But all these other shows, especially from Conservative Incorporated, it's just absolute just garbage. I mean, how many times are you going to hear Buy American Marxism by Mark Levin? You can get it on Amazon. You know, he's just selling books. And like I said before, these guys do not take a stand or go out and fight for this country. Because they have it too good. They got their houses in Long Island or Northern Virginia. They got their vacation place down in Jupiter, Florida. They're not going to go out there and do it. But, you know, we're out there doing it. We're, you know, fighting tooth and nail for you because, you know, we're all part of the family. And next order of business before a break real quick. In Chicago, Illinois, police sergeant got in trouble because she wants to put a chapter of Turning Point USA in a Chicago high school. Turning Point's two biggest things are less governments and market forces. So for some reason, Chicago Police Department thinks that is bad, even though Chicago had 800 murders in 2021 alone, and we got another week in change. So again, we've been saying this since day one. If you get involved in something, you put something out there, do not mention who you work for. But anyways, well, what say you about this person that wants to promote market forces in smaller governments that might get in trouble with the job?
Yeah, you know,
you know, like you said, you know, you sometimes you just got to keep your mouth shut on certain things. You know, don't put yourself out there where you can be vulnerable, and then you know lose a whole lot. You know, there's other ways, there's other venues, there's other ways to get your point out, you know, without having to be, you know, so direct. You know, you have rights, and one of them is to keep your mouth shut. Sometimes that's what you need to do. Believe it or not, I've had to keep my mouth shut a time or two in my lifetime also, so I know how it feels.
Right. That must be very hard for you. But anyways, coming up, we'll talk about our Christmas music for the year and the meaning of Christmas and Christmas wishes. Stay tuned, everybody. 75 Radio on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walt and Scoop.
And we are back. At the beginning of the show, we played Greg Lake's I Believe in Father Christmas for about 10 seconds. Why? Because, one, we like the song. Number two, every station, every outlet, everywhere you go, especially the malls, is Christmas music from November the 1st until December 25th. But on our website, 75radio.org, I put a clip of Greg Lake singing I Believe in Father Christmas played in the church with none other than Jethro Tull's Ian Anderson on flute. And it is just, to me, the one of the best Christmas songs out there. And then for him to perform it in a church with Ian Anderson is just absolutely amazing. But anyways, with this being said, on behalf of Walter and everybody here at Liberty News Radio and the family, I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, a healthy 2022. I don't know if we're going to be back on the week after Christmas, but that's, we have to talk to Sam about that. But it's just been a great year. This is, you know, a great time to be an American and a Christian, despite all the garbage that's going on, because Christmas is back. And we need to thank Bill O'Reilly for talking about the war on Christmas and Donald Trump for bringing Christmas back. Like I said before, with Donald Trump's giving a speech, it says, in America, we don't worship government. We worship God, which is actually brought chills to my spine. But, forget all the shopping and all the commercialism and the Christmas specials and the all the other garbage. There's a reason for the season. And those who are not Christian, guess what? You still should be happy because, we want to talk about peace on earth, goodwill towards your fellow man, get, exchange gifts with other people for whatever reason, and, something to look forward to. And those who are not Christian, don't bash it because, we got put up with every other garbage holidays that's out there. Well, what say you about our Christmas special or Christmas show since we played about 10 seconds of I Believe in Father Christmas?
No, Christmas is a great time of year, but, as I get a little older, I notice that many people, including the media, even, your local media stations there in New York, here in Nashville and Chattanooga and, all the main cities across the states, they don't get, how should I say this? They don't get involved with donations and stuff like that during the year. It's only at Christmas time, we got to feed the homeless. Oh, let's give them a hot meal on Thanksgiving. Let's give them a hot meal. Man, people should be doing that every day, helping out the people across this great nation. And the reason that I'm bringing that up is because the past 11 and a half months have been an absolute horror story for our country. It's obvious that the leaders of our nation aren't going to take care of us. So we got to take care of each other.
Right.
So, get out there and do something. You don't have to get it. You don't have to have people do for you if you don't have to be done for. Do something for somebody that can't do for themselves. It'll make you feel better. Believe me, it'll make you feel better. Do what I do occasionally. When I go through the drive-thru, I'll pay for whoever is behind me without them knowing it and just drive off it like a stranger. It's so simple. Just do it. Just do it. There's so much nonsense, like you said, going on in the past 11 months. Do something for somebody else instead of waiting for somebody to do it for you. And help somebody out occasionally. You don't have to have it on your itinerary. You don't have to become the Pope. You don't have to become Mother Teresa. Just, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. And you'll feel better. Believe me, you will.
Right. You're absolutely right. Like today, at my job, my boss bought pizza for everybody because the night before it was just absolutely horrendous. So came to work and there's pizza waiting for me, which is pretty good. And then the person that does our coffee, has our coffee supply, he moved it, it's nowhere to be found. And trust me, I was dying for some coffee. So I told the newbie, I said, hey, go up and get some coffee. Here's my credit card. And so she went and got us some Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and everybody's happy, just happy as can be. And it's like, I said, all right, it's just on me because I wanted to, I want some coffee, but I'm not going to sit there. Oh, I'm not going to get it for myself because we got a lot of coffee drinkers because, we're old and tired. So I went and bought coffee and I know that next occasion somebody else is going to just pull out the cash or cash app or credit card or debit card and just buy. And, that's something we should do every single day, take care of one another, including going out and just buying things for people or doing nice things for people. And they ask for nothing in return and just keep it quiet because, how many times you see celebrities, like, give money for whatever cause and, it's, oh, look at me, I'm giving money. Well, it doesn't hurt you. It's like you give, $10,000. It doesn't hurt you. But, for me, giving $100 or something is really – brutal, but when you do give to a charity, go ahead. I thought you had something to say, but anyways, if you give to a charity, check it out because I'm working a story on the people that do cars for kids, and it's just it's a mess. Other charities, they spend more Southern Poverty Law Center, they're quote-unquote a charity. Meanwhile, their office in Alabama looks like something from the Death Star. But do not give to them people on the crosswalks and intersections in the cities. You see somebody out there like, oh, I'm hungry, I'm homeless, I don't have this, and please help. Meanwhile, you look at them, their clothes are clean, they got clean shaved, their hair's not all jacked up. They look like they got a good night's rest, and they don't have money for food, but they have money for a Sharpie. And if you go on YouTube, there's clip after clip after clip. These people getting the nicer cars than you and I drive. And I'm sick and tired of going to these corners and waiting at a stoplight. And these people look better than I do. They look well rested, and they look like better than me. And I work for a living. And so, but once again, we all know people that could use a little help, so go out and help them. But if they're just a drain society, don't help them. You're not doing them any favors.
And you people that pull up at a red light and look over and see Scoop next to you, throw him some money. Give him a break. Give him a little money. You never know when Scoop is going to be sleeping at a hotel. You never know.
Right, but anyway, right. One time, this guy at a grocery store near my house was panhandling. So I gave him a business card. He's like, "What's this?" I said, "It's a business card." He's like, "What's this for?" He's like, "Well, when you have a job and you work, you get a business card and give it to other people, drop money." He was not happy about that, but again, I don't care. But these people on the intersections and the sidewalks, they're not. Trust me, they got my income coming in, or that's their job is just to sit there and panhandle. I mean, just new thing down here, Walt, is these Latinos with these accordions, and they got the big amplifier. They got the background music, and it's like louder than Bonnaroo. And they got signs that's like, "I'm hungry, I'm homeless, I'm helpless, please help." And meanwhile, they're outside of Walmart or Target or a grocery store, and there's a help wanted sign at those stores. So it's you got no money for your wife and kids, but you still can't keep the accordion. You're able to buy an amplifier. You're able to purchase a background music for your crappy song, and you're just creating noise pollution. But I remember years ago,
they should get an accordion and get a monkey, They better hurry up because there's only one left.
What do you mean there's only one monkey left?
Well, Michael Nesmith died last week, right?
Oh, Mickey Dolenz. I don't think Mickey Dolenz needs any work, but poor Mike. But so just you all know somebody, just help them out. Don't say anything. That's all I have. But anyways, we want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year. We got a lot of things in 2022. We got the New York governor's race. I'll be contacting the Giuliani campaign, see if we can get Mr. Giuliani back on. We got the House races. We got Senate races and a whole bunch of other stuff. Also, in Virginia, we got a new governor. So hopefully he keeps his word in does something about the school system here because Virginia is becoming California East. And also, here's something liberals don't understand, is that they're all mad because electric cars don't use gas, so they're not getting the gas tax. But guess what? When you pull to your house and you plug in the car, guess what? You're paying tax on the electricity that you use in your house in the other means. So it'll get you one way or another. But and also, kudos for Elon Musk sticking it to Elizabeth Warren. I mean, Elon Musk, he's got 70,000 people work for him. He builds cars. He's built a space program. Elizabeth Warren taught at a school that most of us can't afford, and she's a politician. So whose side are you going to take, though? A politician or somebody who built stuff for the U.S.? But anyway, Walt, you got anything before the music kicks in?
In case we're not on next week, just everybody have a safe holiday.